We have the president here. We're learning this, Mayor.
President, past president.
And the past president.
Okay.
So 5 and 6.
We're learning the Rambam, excluding me, learning the Rambam, Hilchos Gerushin, Perek, 11, Chapter 11, Aloch Aleph, Law Number 1, page 190 and 191 of the Mosnayim text.
We'd be now, bankrupt if we didn't learn this.
Yes.
Chapter 11.
Yes, yes. So we are going to learn now about Miyun. Miyun. She touched on it in Hilchos Ishus, and we're going to talk much more. The next 10 halachas.
What's the short for that word?
We're going to tell you. We're going to come to it.
We just started.
We're going to come to it.
It's a strange word.
It's not. If you know Hebrew, you'll see it's not strange. So we'll see. Let's start from the beginning here. Aleph. Ein nosin es haketana. A person should really not marry, give a kedushin to a katana, a girl who's under bat mitzvah. The simple reason is because very much likely when she grows up, she's not going to want this guy. All right? We'll see. Young girls themselves, they usually don't make their own weddings. So it's either the father, mother, brother, whatever. And she doesn't have a lot of input quite often. So we say, it really shouldn't get married. Not that it's usur, but you shouldn't marry a katana. But for that reason. However, vanose katana yisoma, what if you marry a katana who is a yisoma? She's orphaned. She's orphaned. So now, when they get married, we say like this. When a katana gets married, now when a father marries off a katana, she is married to the guy, doraisa. Biblically, married to the guy. And if she wants to get out of that, she's going to need a bona fide get. But here, we're talking about anyone other than the father who marries her off, or even herself for that matter. When she's a katana, she does not have what we call kiddushin doraisa, but rather it's rabbinic. And it's kind of held in suspension. I mean to say, if she grows up, lives with the husband, and she becomes more than bat mitzvah, and she's happy with the way things are, then we say the kedusha now is finished. It finally came to its conclusion, and she's married. The guy doesn't need any separate kedusha. It just kind of flows right in. Okay? So even though she was 9 years old, let's say, and the guy gives her a kedushin, like every other adult girl woman she would get such a kedushin. She takes it. We say it's not a kedushin gemurin. It's not a complete kedushin. Biblically, it's not yet. That's the idea. Not yet. And eventually, it could be, provided when she grows up and she's happy with the guy and she continues to live with him, then it just eases into being a biblical marriage. And then would require getting things like that. So it really depends on what she wants when she grows up. And that's how that kiddushin will evolve to becoming a biblically sanctioned kiddushin. You don't have to do any other new activity.
No.
Just let her continue to live now that she's an adult with this man and wanting to be with this man.
Okay? That's a good question.
Yeah.
It says one should not marry a
We're advising them not to, but if you do...
No, what I'm just saying, is it less advisable because it's an orphan girl? Like, I mean, is it more acceptable to marry an orphan girl because you're doing her a favor in a sense?
No, it's not oraisa, because if the father's gone, it can't give it...
But I mean, let's say this girl is, you know, in an orphanage and, you know, she's not, you know, eating properly and she doesn't have parents and, you know, whatever. She's
give it to that.
What?
Is it less... Not less forbidden, but is it less...
We're generally telling you it's not a good idea to marry them.
Regardless of whether she's an orphan or not.
Yeah, because a katana will grow up and she can always running the risk. It's not a sure thing.
Okay.
You usually shouldn't get married to somebody that they can just back out of it. We'll see. They can back out very easily from this. So you're not going to have any... So what do you bother with this whole endeavor? But
how it's looking is a kindness.
So there is such a concept, you know, there, it could be. But even the bigger kindness would be just let her work for you. Let her be a shifra in a home. And just let her just get paid and
work at the house.
Be taken care of, et cetera, et cetera.
But we're not
saying it can't be done. Because you see, a father can marry off his daughter. Father can marry off his daughter. But still, you know, now remember, this is a nosin esekan. You don't do a nesuin. Didn't say you can't do a kedushin. Do a kedushin, we'll marry her later. But nesuin not. Because listen, what are you going to marry a 7-year-old girl? What kind of marriage is that?
So no need to get. Why is it good if the father doesn't?
Torah gave him a right to do it.
We don't really know what.
Torah gave him a right. What he's entitled to do, not necessary. We're encouraging that it should be done. What the father's very poor. Whatever. Again. So, but that's what he's saying. L'chatchila, one shouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. Right? What does your commentary say? Well, he has the right. Right? That's what it says. He can do it. No, right? But it's still not proper.
Yeah.
And they said, you shouldn't do it. Although, you could do it. Okay. In other words, that's from the husband's point of view. In other words, it's from the husband's point of view. From the father's point of view, why not? One less mouth to feed. So that's what we're saying. But anyway.
Do you have any idea from your sense of reading how often it happened?
I have no idea. Okay, anyway, so let's say the guy marries a ketana who's a yesoma, right? Marries her. And then, velo ruts a sababal. Then she doesn't want this husband. And she's still a youngster. So here we come to this new idea, new concept. Harezu mima'enes, she can give miyun, which is basically a refusal of being married to this fellow. Veholechas, and she can leave. Ve'enet shricha mimenu get, and she doesn't have to get because she never really was actually married to her. Why? She ain't kiddushin shal ketana kiddushin gemurin. Because the kiddushin on a ketana is not a complete kiddushin. Kamo shebiarno, as we explained already in Hilchos Ishus, where we said that it's as I explained before, it's just not complete until she grows up.
Well, it's not a consenting adult.
Right. She doesn't have the.
So if the father did it, you'd need a full divorce.
Because it's the father, yes, because the father's consent for her, which works out. But that's why he's saying only if it's a ketana yesoma. So with a father, forget it. Let's say the father married off, and then for whatever, and that, so it's complete kiddushin. Then the guy, let's say the husband died, and she's 9 years old, or the husband divorced her, and she's 9 years old. Now, once she got married off once by the father's out of the picture totally.
Hey, we talked about this.
Yes, I know. It's, and now she's on
it's
her
bizarre.
Own. She's on her own. Okay, so harehi, she's considered just like. Like an orphan, but still in the life of the father. Still in the life of the father. Right? Once the father marries her off and she's married, the father has no dominion over us all. At all. However, the marriage that the father did make for her is a biblical marriage, and you cannot do miyun to get out of it. She'd have to get a total divorce, as we will learn in other Rambams. So, now, if she's a ketana, and now the husband died or she got divorced, she's considered like a regular soma. V'imnises kishahi ketana. Now, somebody marries her when she's a ketana. Harei zu mima'ena, she has the option of miyun, as we'll see what that is exactly in what's going to happen.
So, we're saying
so it comes out, a girl could do miyun when her father does not marry her off. When the father marries her off, and she is a minor, then it's a complete marriage biblical, and if she wants to get out of it, there's got to be a complete get. It's the only way out. If any other way she gets married, be it the father died and the mother or the brother married her off, or she did it on her own, especially if the father married her once and then she was either widowed or divorced from that husband, she's totally on her own.
Even if the father tried to do it again.
Doesn't matter. Father's out of the game.
Out of the picture. He's not involved.
Out of the game.
Is that the only hiddish? That's the only difference now? That if the father tries to marry again,
he can't.
So why is it?
I don't understand what the problem is.
And if she marries again,
the father's out of the game.
Then
finished.
It was on her own.
Now she's on her own thing, and now she can do miyun. It's not a kiddushin of a ketana is not considered a complete biblical kiddushin unless it was affected by the father, who can only have that dominion of the first time around.
First time around. Second time, forget it.
So he's saying, regardless as to whether she was a yesoma and the father never married her off, or even if the father did marry her off, and now the husband divorced her or died, then she, for all intents and purposes, is like a yesoma, even though the father's alive. Okay, that's halacha. So now you know when miyun applies and when it doesn't. Now, while we're on this topic, we'll just a little sidebar for one little halacha here. Hachereshes, a woman who is a deaf mutes. Okay? She's considered to be without any das. So af al pishin is some of the irisayfim, even though rabbinically we say there is a marriage, kinesuye kitana, it's similar to the marriage of a young girl like that. But still, we did not, so since it's the same type of, you know, effective marriage on a rabbinic level, so I might think she can have miyun, just like a ketana can have miyun, so Rambam says no. They do not give the takana of miyun. Why? Because we don't want people to refrain from marrying these people.
Right.
Okay, because they at least have some chance to get married. Now what's the difference? The difference is, if she could do miyun, then it seems out she could always do it. There's no cutoff point.
Then we
with
divide.
A child, we have a cutoff point. Because once she becomes an adult, the child scenario has stopped. So then, in other words, we allow miyun on a limited basis. That's the whole institution of miyun, is on a limited basis. So when she is a minor, the miyun lasts only so long. Finished. That's as far as it can go. Now, if we're going to say that a deaf, mute woman, she's married to the same rabbinical level as a ketana, so we might have thought we could do miyun. The difference is no, because now she's going to always be a deaf mute.
So unlimited.
It's not likely she's going to become a regular person. So it becomes unlimited, and therefore it's not going to have miyun, because what guy's going to want to marry her?
When
a guy's marrying ketana, he knows he's taking a risk. And we've told you don't marry her. But he's taking the risk. But the risk is only limited in time, because once we'll see, as we learn, she gets past 12 and she's had, okay, he doesn't live with that fear anymore. So he's willing to take the risk. But if this woman, it's a rabbinic marriage, if she's capable of dealing miyun, it's going to be forever, and no one's going to marry her. Therefore, we don't allow miyun, even though maybe in theory, miyun should be okay, because on the one hand, miyun is not a get, because it's not, never really was a biblical kiddushin. And it's the same rabbinic kiddushin, deaf, mute, as minor, but just nobody would marry her if she always has that option to trump him up just with the miyun. So therefore, it doesn't apply. So that would just put that one in.
I still want to send the shorish, the word mima.
Okay, I'm going to, if you don't want to wait, the Rambam is going to tell us.
Oh, I thought you did it already.
No, I didn't. It's going to be, but I think Howard's not going to sleep tonight, so I'll let you sleep. Ma'ain, where do you have this in the Torah? It's a shalshel. It's a shalshelis. No, where do you have the root?
Oh, it's Yosef's.
When the wife of Potiphar wanted him, it says Vayimoein Yosef. Vayimoein. Man Aleph Nun. Same as miyun, which means refuse. So basically, miyun means an activity of refusal. That's what miyun is. As opposed to a get, which is a cessation of the relationship. In other words, get only applies when there is a valid biblical kiddushin. They are married. Get is cut it. Cut. Getting is to cut.
Severing.
Total severing. There's nothing to sever because it was never a biblical marriage. So what do we can do? We can just say, we're refusing this. We're not allowing it to be chal. And that's where the word
that wouldn't be equivalent to what we call annulment in it.
I don't even know what the word.
I think they used that.
I think annulment means it never was a marriage. I don't know.
I think what it means, maybe a kedushin, but not nisuin. I'm not sure. So like, if you
she needs
you
no get, she needs nothing.
If you have kedushin, but for some reason there's no marital relations, is that
no a regular woman?
Yeah.
No, you need a complete.
Even if you've had nisuin with no marital relations,
you need a complete get.
Yeah, you need that in a complete get.
You need a complete get. But miyun is not like that. Okay, Gimel. Now, let's get into the details now. Mima'enes hi haktana bein min erisin bein nisuin. The ketana has the option of miyun regardless if there is an erisin or a nisuin. Bein bifnei ba'al ben sholofam. It doesn't matter. She can do it in front of her husband's face or not in front of her husband's face. V'shem shemenes ba'al. And just like she can do miyun on a ba'al, Kach mema'enes by yavam. She can do the same thing with the yavam. Let's say she married a guy, whatever reasons, while she's a youngster. The husband dies. They obviously didn't have any kids. And he had no kids, I guess, from any marriages. She would fall to yibum. But that yibum can't be stronger than what the marriage was.
Right.
If the marriage was only on a rabbinic level and wasn't a totally biblical marriage, the guy taking over can't do any better. So she can refuse the second husband, just like if she wanted, she could have refused the first husband.
We should see what Yavamos does with these things.
Okay, now, umamenes bebal ze, so she can do miyun with this husband. Umamenas Basheni, and in other words, she can do me in with the first husband she marries. Let's just say the first husband, guy marries her, fine, gives her something. Then she turns around and says, I don't want to be married to you. Then a year later, a second guy marries her. She says, I don't want to marry you.
Third guy.
And keeps going. Umamenas Basheni, Imnise Slavkin. She married a second guy, she can do me in. Okay, but she's a third guy. If you look up on her, as many times as she wants.
So she reaches the age.
She can do meun. As long as she's a ketana, she can always do meun. Right? So again, it's not a great proposition. Guys want to get into this business over here. Right? Now,
money making affair.
Ketana shalomana. What if a ketana does not do meun? She's not do meun. Even though she is considered marriage, but now let's say she's really playing the game. She goes and gets a second guy.
That's not nice.
Without doing a meal on the first guy. She married the first guy. Married the second guy. Kiddusha.
It's good.
That Kiddushin, heim meunel. That Kiddushin is a de facto meun to the first husband. In other words, just like the first husband, she could turn around while she's a minor and says, listen, I don't want it. I don't like your face. Goodbye. I'm out. Now, there's many ways she don't like your face. Another way she is by going to a second guy, taking kiddushin from a second guy, effectively saying to the first guy, if I'm taking a second guy, I don't listen to you. So it's an effective de facto meun, even though she hasn't done any of the meun procedure, which we'll discuss what it is, by marrying another guy. Now, she can do that. Why can she do that? Because the first kiddushin is not really a marriage.
So there's no sin there.
Now, the truth of the matter is, her second marriage is also not really a marriage.
Right.
But at least it's a miyun. Because a miyun means, I don't want you. And effectively, she has said, I don't want you by marrying a second guy. She has said she does not want this fellow.
Yeah, they use the word annulment here in English.
So that's totally... So, deals with the issue over here.
So on the day that she reaches an age of majority and she...
Now, obviously, and there's one of the points I just want to, before I forget, Shulchan brings out, L'chadchila, a bezin should be careful not to marry a Yosoma Kitana in a place where it appears that if she could come to Miyun.
Right?
In other words, I guess the rabbis have to sanction some... There has to be a rabbi, an officiating rabbi here. Can't still Kiddushin, I mean... Right?
Witness.
So the rabbis kind of say, you know, we take a look at the girl, we figure what her maturity level is. If we're suspicious that she may want to do a meal, we don't want to get involved in this business. We don't want to get
it's
involved.
It's not good. It's not good business.
It's not stable. Who knows?
But again, you know, times can be difficult, and sometimes a marriage to a katana is a helpful thing. We have to realize it can never be on a legal level. She doesn't have the das for this.
Right.
So she's got options. And clearly here, if she gets married to another guy, that is the miyun, ineffective. Okay, good?
Yep.
Dalit. Now, what are the timelines for miyun? Ad Moshe Abbas Manas. How long does this girl have the opportunity to do miyun? So the answer is, kol zman shi ketana, as long as she is effectively a ketana, ad shetihe na'ara, until she becomes a na'ara, which is what? 12 years and one day, and she brings two heirs. Now, if she comes at age and does not bring two heirs, she's still considered a ketana until she is 20.
Wow.
And at that point, we'll see, we'll give her another term, right?
Yeah.
Which we'll see.
So.
All right, she's coming up. Oh, ah, she vada, she islandess. Until we know she is an islandess. Okay. Because once she's 20 years old and she doesn't bring two heirs, and we see the other simonim of an islandess, a woman who is barren, right? Then we could say at 20 she's an islandess and no longer can she do meal. But what if she's 20 and one day and she hasn't seen two heirs and she shows no simonim of an islandess, she's continuing a katana until she reaches 35 years old.
We took this already.
Yeah, I know. It's just repetition. So that's how much miyun. So it's a miyun as long as she's lost this ketana status, which is on three levels. 12 years and one day with two heirs. If no two heirs, she can go to 20 with signs of an islandess. Then we'll say she's an islandess, no longer ketana. Or if she doesn't have any signs, no nothing, nothing's happening, we'll go till 35. And then that's the statute of limitation, no matter what. You can look like a cow. You can look like nothing. It doesn't matter. You are no longer considered a katana. That's it. So that's the time she can be an islandess. However, when do we say this? That she doesn't bring this She can go all the way, even, it's like even till 20 years. This is all one important thing. Now remember, she's married to the guy, right? She's married to the guy. When he says, the husband never was intimate with her yet after she was 12 years and 1 day. Because remember, there's no kedushin rabbinically. He was Makadosh when she was a katana. And when we check her and she doesn't have any hair, she's still a katana. She could still do mian, right? And even if she would bring two hair, you know, even if she had two hairs, maybe they fell out, so we don't know. But Avami Giel is mana said, when she reaches 12 and 1 years, the Nivola, and then she is intimate with the husband. Well, what do you know of Bia? And now she is a Gedola now. At 12, she's a Nar, at least, but she's not a Kitana, right? So now, since Bia creates a Kenyan biblically, as we explained, which Rarno, said, no, she can't do Mian anymore, she's lost her Mian.
Does he have to say it?
Well, whatever. Well, no, again,
that they're married through.
That's what we just learned before, and we assume now he's in a kiddushin with her. We'd assume he wouldn't do a bias nus.
Right.
I assume he wouldn't do a bias nus.
Right.
So now she loses the mian rights. Once she's 12 and a day, and she's into with the guy, you're out of the game. Veina tricha bedika lemayim, and now there's no need to check her out physically for mian. He said, well, maybe she doesn't have any hair. So no, we assume she chaskas, she's been simonim. We assume she brought the simonim, and well, maybe she doesn't have any hair, so maybe they fell out. Now we already assume they fell out. Again, with the chaskas, we assume she brought, and especially now that she's been intimate with the guy, then we assume, you know, it's a biblical marriage that's happened over here. Now, that's what he says in your book as well. So, if she really wanted to annul the marriage after she's 12 years old, she'd have to have a whole inspection to prove that there's no sign of any maturity.
Yeah.
But if you don't, okay, so it's a whole, and if she doesn't show any of those signs, and she hasn't engaged with the relationship with the husband, then she can still exercise mian. But once the relations, you can assume if she had any hairs, the hairs maybe got removed, got lost.
Under the age of 12, she can exercise mian regardless of whether it's consummated or not?
Yeah, because she's still young. She's still, as long as she's that age, she can do mian. Now, normally, even if she's 12, we don't want to see hairs, but if she's had already intimacy with the husband, then you can assume that maybe the hairs were gone or whatever. Right. And he did a real bona fide, biblical, sanctioned activity with her. Okay. That is, finished, Dalad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay. Hey. What if Harashim, if to go, what if we check the woman out? Okay.
She has no sense.
Through other women. We don't find any simanim at all. Still, but if the guy was intimate with her after the time when she could have brought a simon, we're concerned for this. Shema hevyuk, maybe she brought the hairs of the nashor and they fell out. And therefore, we're not sure if she was a katana or not. Right? She needs a get misafik. Maybe she's married to him, maybe not. All right, so, you know, I guess.
I thought you said once she engaged in relations. And
she
I guess the first case is
they didn't check her.
So we assume it's okay. But now she went and checked. You don't find anything through women.
So the relations don't do it automatically.
Not automatic. If you don't find any simonim, now becomes a suffix. Now becomes a suffix. The case before was we didn't check.
Right.
We just assumed.
Right.
No reason why you shouldn't assume she's 12 years and 1 day. The guy's been intimate with her. We assume that it's okay.
Yeah.
But that's what Rambam spells out. If you did a thorough checking and you didn't find any simonim, but since the husband was with her,
he was.
And if she really had simonim, it could
because
be. And we're afraid maybe they fell out, right? So now it's a suffix. Now what's going to happen? So what would you have to do to get out of this? To get out of this marriage.
Get a get.
You definitely would need a get, for sure, right? And that get would be Savik get.
Yeah.
Right? As we said, Lafikach Tzricha get Savik.
Yep.
What if what if she did a miyun
after she was checked?
After she was checked, and I guess after she had the relations. Right. I mean, or
that's
maybe
what
not.
It says, in English, it says, for a woman who engaged in marital relations with her husband, after reaching the age of 12, attempts to annul her marriage.
Okay, so she does that, tries for that miyun. Says that miyun. And she gets married to another guy now. So now that's really complicated. So we're not sure initially if the first marriage was really a good marriage or not. So we can assume, let's assume maybe it's not. Right? Yeah, but then she got a kiddushin from another guy, and now she's older than 12, and the whole thing's a suffix. So she reminded her to get myself. She needs to get from the second guy from a suffix as well.
Second guy?
Because maybe the first guy never was married to her, and it's never mikudushin from this guy, and she's married to the second guy. And we have to be machmer and say maybe she brought her, so we don't know. That's for both guys, it's got to be machmer both ways, on both ends. So with the first husband, we don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. Get me stomach. Second guy, was maybe yes, maybe no with the first guy, and maybe yes, maybe no with the second guy. Because it could be no with one guy, yes with the other guy. So she'll need a get me stomach as well. Vimnises. And now she went further in Kiddushin. She went and married the guy, did a nisuim. She's got to leave both of them. She can't stay with anybody. So in the other case, she could have theoretically stayed with the first guy, second guy. Second guy, because once she gave a get from the first guy, she could stay with the second guy. But once she gets married to that fellow, all right, then she's got to leave both of them. Vavlad, Suffolk, Mamzer, Mishten. And the Vlad is a Suffolk, Mamzer. From either one, if you have a kid from either one, it'd be a Suffolk Momser. Okay. Now, let's say she goes back to the first guy after she married the second guy, and she can get divorced from him. Very complicated. She married the first guy, married the second guy, never got any divorces from him. He goes back to the first guy, then it'd be a Suffolk Momser with both of them. Okay, I think we'll stop over here. It's just about, I guess. You got almost a full class.